Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, though, let's say good afternoon to our buddy Brooks Lennon. Atlanta United, Mike, win last night. That was a big one. Brooks, welcome in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, three more of these, and we will get a home playoff game, which is pretty awesome. And I tell you what, man, it's been physical. That game last night, I thought when Brad made contact, first I was worried we were going to get a red card, but you guys really showed some grit to battle back from down 1-0.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, we were looking at each other at halftime, you know, just saying how the heck are we down in this game? Because I thought we really created some good goal-scoring opportunities in the first half. So the message at halftime was, let's continue what we've been doing. Let's stay patient, not get rattled or anything like that. And that's what we did. We came out in the second half and scored two goals to come back. So great result for us at home, and we're looking to get another 3 points Saturday night.
Brooks, can you talk about Araújo? He said it's his job to score goals and give assists, and he's doing that. I mean, he's been really fun to watch since coming here. He did it again last night. Can you talk about his performance and, more importantly, what he brings to this squad? Because when he got here, everybody was like, okay, what are we getting? And I think now, Brooks, we all see what we're getting.
Yeah, he's such a talented player. Obviously, he's coming from a top tier in Europe. But yeah, you just see the qualities that he has, and he's came in, since day one and really, you know, he started to light it up, in the last couple of games. So, it's great to see him doing so well, providing goals and assists. I mean, a free kick and an assist last night, in a playoff, game type scenario. So, he's really bringing the heat for us, and that's what we need. We need guys to step up and, get goals and assists for us in these critical moments. So it's great to have him, and he gets along with everyone in the locker room. So I'm really happy that he's here.
It is Brooks Lennon with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. More on the World Series coming up. Last night was like, you needed like three pairs of eyeballs between you guys and the Hawks and the Braves. Hey, I saw the foul, and I said this on the air, so I said, let me ask Brooks. They have a rule on the books called persistent infringement, and it gets really aggravating, Brooks, for a lot of United fans to see, you know, in the past it was, you know, it could be any of our speedy guys like Miggy, but now it seems like Barco just gets mugged. And last night, eight fouls before halftime, and it led to that free kick.
Yeah. I mean, he's so good at drawing fouls. You know, a lot of the times teams don't think he's actually being fouled, but he really is. But he just gets fouled so many times. He has that way about him when he dribbles. He keeps the ball so close to his foot that he's always in control of the ball. He's also sprinting at full pace, so it's so hard to take the ball away from him. So a lot of these teams just have to foul him. I think there could have been a couple more yellow cards in the first half handed out. But that's just how the game played out, and we were fortunate enough to get that free kick at the end. And then Luis capitalized on it. So Barco's just gotta continue doing what he's doing. Hopefully, he's not getting fouled as much as last night, but the way that he takes the ball and dribbles at full pace at the defenders is really fun to see.
Brooks Lennon, our guest, guys. Atlanta United wins. They're back at it on Saturday against Toronto here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to ask you this, though. Late in these matches,
the way we've given up late goals throughout the course of the season, and we had to defend another one-goal lead, you know, is it more difficult? Is that in the back of your heads as far as once we get up? Or no, you're just out there and you're playing, and that is something you're not thinking about?
I think that's one thing that we've really harped on the past couple of months is managing key moments in the game. And Gonzalo has really, you know, told us that in meetings and in video and all the, you know, things that we go over is managing those moments. So, you know, if we do go up 1-0 and there's 10, 15 minutes to play in the game, you know, we have to figure out how to manage it and, you know, come out with 3 points. It was a, you know, a good example for us against New York City FC when we were up 1-0 and they had that late free kick goal to equalize the game. And we've had a couple of those this year. So it's really just managing the game in the last 10 to 15 minutes, whatever the score is. We got to continue playing Atlanta United style and not get hesitant at all. So that's something that we are working on. And it's great to see that last night we were able to keep the 3 points.
And there were some tense moments in the final couple of minutes. You guys handled your business. It is our man Brooks Lennon, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline from Atlanta United. Great to see Joseph score. Obviously, he's not been 100%, but how about that beautiful pass? And then Joseph doesn't hesitate and scores another goal. And again, he really seems like he's a guy who stirs the drink for you.
Definitely, yeah. We were creating a lot of chances in that second half. We were on the front foot. You know, I think it was just a wave after wave of pressure that we were putting onto them. And it was kind of just a matter of time of when we were going to score. He had that great header from Marcelino's cross, that was called offside. I didn't get to see the replay, and I don't know how far offside he was, but
not really.
That was a great, great finish. And I think that kind of gave him a little bit more confidence, in that 10 to 15 minute period of time where he did end up getting his goal. So, you know, great ball from Luis, like I said earlier. And, you know, when you get Joseph Martinez in those areas in front of the box, he's not going to miss.
You like the physicality like in a match last night, like that was, do you like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it. I think, you know, these last 4 games and now 3 games after last night, they're playoff games for us. We've treated each and every one like a serious playoff game. So, you know, playoff games get heated. They get, you know, they get physical, and I thrive off that. I like it. It gets the energy flowing and the blood flowing in your body. And, yeah, it just makes you want to win that much more.
Brooks Lennon's with us. So I know we got a road trip after Saturday. We got 2 more on the road. I mean, what do you think? You think we can get it done? I know fans are just love to see, especially after that slow start, all the soap opera with Gabriel Heinze, the idea that we could still pull out a home playoff game and be one of the top 4. Is it viable?
Definitely. Yeah, there's no reason why we can't do that. I think the remaining 3 games that we have are all winnable games for us. You look at the quality in our team and in our roster, and there's no team that we can't beat in MLS. So there's no reason why we can't get 3 points in the last 3 games. Each and every game get 3 points and, you know, host a playoff game, which is what we want. We want to be able to play at home in front of, you know, 80,000 fans, which I would imagine it would be. And, you know, that's what every professional athlete wants, is to play in front of your home crowd in a playoff game that it's a, you know, life or death situation where if you win, you move on in advance. And if you don't, you go home. And that's, you know, that's what we've been working on all year towards.
What do you know about Toronto? We just saw them a few weeks ago. You guys were up there.
They got a little physical too. Got a little nasty at the end, Carl.
What do you think about those guys as far as what you see have changed maybe over the last couple of weeks or what you're expecting on Saturday night?
I think the most important thing for us is to not look at where they are in the table. It doesn't matter, you know, where any of these teams are in the table, whether they're the first seed and are number 1 on the table or they're the last. It doesn't really matter for us. It's playing our style of play and focusing on the things that we can control. And I think if we do that, we'll come out with 3 points. They're a tough side. They've got great players in their team. They've got, you know, guys like Michael Bradley and Josie Altidore that have been, you know, with the men's national team for years. So It's definitely not a team we can overlook. So we just got to go out there, give everything we have for the fans and for the club. And we're going to go and push for 3 points.
All right, man, no pressure. We just need everybody in town to go to the playoffs and win it, okay? Baseball, football, hoops, the whole shebang. So, hey, man, best of luck. Great, great game. That was a great win last night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.